Pennsylvania's Auditor General claims in a new report that the State Department of Environmental Protection failed to adequately track and respond to public complaints about water quality related to natural gas development. Joining me now with a closer look, State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick. Marie, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
DePasquale's report cites what it terms eight key areas where the DEP fell short. What are the highlights?
Well, so basically, this was a pretty scathing report. You're right. There were eight things they cited. Basically, that the DEP is not doing its job properly in tracking and responding to public complaints, particularly related to water quality issues and natural gas development. So the Auditor General found that they don't have the systems in place to track how they're receiving the complaints. They're not inspecting shale gas wells regularly. And their website just lacks transparency. It's difficult for the public to navigate. So they offered up a lot of recommendations for how the department can change.
What time period is covered in the report?
This is basically the first few years of the gas boom. So it was from January 2009 through the end of 2012. So it's the first 4 years of the state's gas boom.
And does this report suggest or does DePasquale say that everything started off okay or there were problems from the onset?
No, he basically says that the state really wasn't ready for this huge gas boom. And he's careful to say that he's not questioning the integrity of the DEP employees. He's a former DEP staffer himself. He says basically this is just a huge industry and the DEP wasn't ready for it. And they're still not doing, in his words, all that they can be doing to track it. So that's why he did this audit. And this was a campaign pledge of his. He ran for state auditor general saying he was going to look into how the state was handling these gas drilling complaints.
Well, let's hear it in his own words.
The state was not ready for this when the boom really took off. And you're not going to put the genie back in the bottle, meaning I can't go back in time. None of us can go back in the time into 2007, 8, and 9.
But to the extent that that report concluded by 2012, that's part of the defense of DEP Secretary Chris Abruzzo, who says, well, come see us now. We've already remedied many of the things cited in this report.
Right. That's mainly what they're saying, that this is a reflection of the DEP in the past, and it's not a reflection of how the DEP operates now. Very interestingly, just today, they gave a list to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the newspaper there, saying how many cases of confirmed water contamination they've found from oil and gas activities since the end of 2007, which the DEP says there have been 209 confirmed cases of water contamination. So they said they're planning to post that on their website soon. They did give it to the newspaper, but it seems to me, covering both the previous secretary, Michael Crancer, and the current one, Secretary Chris Abruzzo, that he is making an effort, he says, often to change the tone at the agency, try to make it more transparent and public.
Toward that end, what have you heard from environmental groups regarding the report?
Well, they're really praising the audit, saying it was needed, saying the DEP needs more resources, it needs more staff. They're happy that the audit was done, and they're pushing for some of the recommendations to be implemented.
What are the chances of that staff number being boosted in the short term?
Well, actually, the DEP earlier this summer actually raised its well permit fees for unconventional gas wells, and the industry actually agreed to this. They weren't opposed to paying more money, so they are going to hire more staff, and I spoke to somebody in the industry today, and they said they're all for that. They're behind it.
Is DePasquale laying out a timetable by which point he wants to see improvements on these various metrics?
He didn't say that. He said they will circle back at an appropriate time. I don't know what that will be, but he's hoping that some of these recommendations can be implemented. And Secretary Abruzzo did say the DEP welcomes them. I mean, the Auditor General's office made 29 recommendations, and the DEP, although it disputed some of the findings of the report, it agreed with most of the recommendations.
Marie Cusick, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick.